Good evening. One of the critics of this program was nice enough to say the other day that tonight introduces its viewers to some of the more unusual things that go on in the world.
Welcome. It's sort of playing our tune with a song in my heart, Andre Castellanets. I've heard that a few times and so have you. Anyway, nice of you to join me for the next couple of hours, and let's begin. I've got piles of dedications here. The first one, Dot Broadbolt, from Edelweiss, St. John's Road, Tideswell, which is up near Buxton, where they dress the wells. She said, "My Aunt Renee and Uncle Les, who are at Anfield in County Durham, I haven't seen there for 10 years, and my cousin Maeve, also in County Durham, haven't seen them for 20 years, let's put that right, on Christmas Eve. And from Five Ways, Sugarloaf Lane, Izmir, near Kidminster. That's where Mrs. Claire Woodall lives. She became a great-grandmother to Robert in July, so it's love to Robert and all the family there, and to her sister Evelyn and her friends Mrs. Elsie Harper, who's 91, and to Gwen Humphreys. And let's pop across to, somebody who lives in Denmark. Martin and his wife live in Denmark at a place called Hvidovre, which is just outside of Copenhagen, or Copenhagen, as they say over there. So, Fanamadali and Glade Jul, which is Happy Christmas in Danish. Son Paul, wife Louise, granddaughters Emma and Mary, who live in Bristol, not forgetting my wife Betty. And this comes, of course, from Ted. And Mr. and Mrs. Edge, who live in Wem in Shropshire. They like listening, they say, and could they please have this for themselves on this very day? Of course you can. And Mrs. Violet Smith, Barking in Essex, and daughter Carol, and from son-in-law Ryan, please play When a Child is Born by Johnny Mathis. That I'll do when I've said hello from someone who lives in Lingwood near Newport in the Isle of Wight. And this is to June and Sam, who live at Rudge House in King's Winford, which is in the West Midlands, and from June and Sam and Julie and Debbie and Julie's husband. They're piles of them. Anyway, Ruby Ann Meaning says, send my love to all my friends up in the West Midlands. That we will do. Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born.
Radio 2.
And first, our thanks to Terry Wogan for a fascinating, nay, scintillating couple of hours he's just given us. He's off now to do his daytime job, sleeping the hours away. Thanks, Terry. Drive carefully. Have a good day off. You deserve it after all the work you've done the last couple of days. And welcome to the JY programme. I'm Jim's number three and the last stand-in. I'm Cliff Mitchell Moore, the one with sand in my shoes, as the signature tune says. I'm the one who goes to all those exotic places. Saturday, Coventry. Next Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Corby. Oh, well, that's exotic for you. Still to come in the next couple of hours, music, affairs of the day, the fate of the World Cup, as far as the British sides are concerned, are in the balance. Dennis Hull will give us his views on that, and the fate of the Pope's visit, also in the balance. We'll be talking to Norman St. John Stevens about that. And the advertising industry want to clean up on advertisements for home video. They say there's too much violence and sex in their advertisements. And in terms of traditional values, a survey out today says that the British hold nearest and dearest family, health, ahead of wealth. All that to come. Now, a group that came by wealth, they seem happy enough too. ABBA. ABBA, Take a Chance on Me, that was. I was saying earlier that we'll be talking about happy families later on. Here's a happy family, sure enough. Mrs. P. Johnson of Huddersfield sends love today to her daughter Barbara. Give a mention to my daughter Barbara today. She's been married to Tony Anasheen, an Italian, for 7 years, and they're very, very happy. Could you send them my love? Certainly will, Mrs. Johnson. This is for you, Barbara, and for you, Tony. And it comes from Dana.
Hello, I'm Cliff Mitchell-Moore, and this is A Year to Remember.
There you're going, baby, here am I. Will you
left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September?
And we're looking back upon the year that brought the 50s to a close. Another one of those memorable years, 1959.
But I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
In 1959, we were in the throes of so much that was new. Youth was having its own fling, clothes, music and attitudes. Science and technology was advancing at an alarming rate with transistors, computers and medical discoveries. Television had arrived in nearly every home. At the time, I was introducing a nightly programme called Tonight, and we covered not just Britain, but the whole of the world. And the political map of the world was changing fast. New alliances and allegiances formed as independence came to former colonies, and the East-West Cold War stayed very frigid. And between the two superpowers, America and Russia, the race was on. The race into space and the dawning of the age of the satellite.
Hello, Moon, can you hear me?
I remember, as I expect you do, that first strange sound signal being bounced off the moon between Britain and America.
This is Jodrell Bank calling.